In the studio with me, I have Vic Hennigan and Dean DeBenedictis, who will be playing a live set for you right here on the show. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Good.
I can see Vic. I can barely.
He's hiding.
Dean is hiding. There we go.
Was playing Prince for a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm talking first here.
Okay. Yeah. You talk first.
Yeah. Well, hello everyone.
Yeah. Welcome to the Lehigh Valley. I understand you guys are touring around the area for a little bit. Tell the folks out there a little bit about that.
Correct.
Yeah, we're doing a few shows in the area. Tomorrow night, Saturday, and then Sunday. So it's about 5 shows total.
Yeah, it's quite a little excursion we seem to have scheduled. I didn't even really look at the schedule before I said yes to everything, so it's all creeping up on me again.
I just said yes to everything.
Right,
said
yes exactly. Now you feel like you should have asked me a little more, huh? It's a crazy daily performance schedule, but luckily it's not a venue every night. You know, there are people who have it worse than us in the world.
Well, some of it is radio shows like this, and some of it is
where they can't see our strange smirks and glances. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, how did you guys get together? I mean, I've heard of you. I've heard your individual solo albums, and Dean, I've heard you with some other collaborations, I think. But I've never heard the two of you together except here on this radio show.
Mm. We do it every once in a while. We get together and collaborate. I guess we don't have an official collaboration release. Although we have hours and hours of music we do, we just kind of get together and goof off and make some really cool synth music. So we just enjoy doing it together.
we've had history. You know, we came from I started a collective about 10 years ago, and Vic, he jumped on board. And before I knew it, we were colleagues, and now here we are, and it's been a nice. It has been a long road.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Somehow, and it keeps getting better. You know, we proved that last week.
Yeah.
So, we're just really happy to be.
Yeah, we have the same passion and love for the music, and so we love sharing it together. You know, and whenever we're discovering new things, we're always like, hey, guess what I discovered, you know? And it's just like, oh, cool, you know?
Yeah.
Especially
when
we get equipment, you know?
Dude, we just can't.
Gears getting together.
People are like, why don't you shut up already?
Yeah. I don't know. We could do a whole show and just talk about
that. I know I'm in the right place. Yeah.
Yeah. While you were out of the room, Vic and I were talking about the Alchemy soft synth he was using. It's just like,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great synth.
Yeah. We're all three of us are giving each other the evil eye on that synth right now. You can't see this part. Yeah.
Well, you've got the video. You'll have to release that.
Yeah. Right. Then there's him. Yeah. So now we get to use the gear.
And
that was well earned. All the time we spent setting it up, and so we're happy. We're happy to be among the accepting always.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And tonight is going to be all freeform. So,
yes, it's all freeform. If you come to the other shows, we'll have some mixed things, different techniques live. I'm going to be demonstrating my combient music and some of the stuff that I do on these travels around the country. And then Vic's got some of his latest stuff that he's been really refining. He's gonna lay that on as certain parts of the set, other parts of the set. Most of it'll be us just improvising together, because we've built that up as a skill now. It's definitely like at a professional level. So it's funny I use that word to describe it. You know, it hasn't always been. You know, we haven't always been ready for these gigs or even impromptu radio gigs that we had in LA. It's the worst could happen at any moment.
Yeah, but that's what makes it exciting.
That's
you never know what's going to happen.
And we've definitely been like, I don't know, we've been touring with each other's vibe enough that we can fill in the blanks anytime we have any kind of a improvisational crisis. So it should be interesting.
How did you guys get together? I mean, Where did you meet, and what made you decide to play music together?
Well, Pat Murphy introduced us.
So did Juliet.
That's actually true, Juliet Honorino. Wow.
Yeah. So a couple of people introduced us, and then
we were meant to meet.
We were definitely meant to meet. He came to a couple of Cyberstock, or he came to one Cyberstock I did, which is a festival we do, and that we've done ever since the '90s.
Yeah.
And then he used to play with Doug Luntz out here all the time. He said that name to me, and I went, "Oh, okay."
Dave Lunt of the Nightcrawlers.
You remember Dave Lunt?
Yeah.
That was Dave Lunt.
Dave Lunt.
Well, I never personally met him, but I know the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm originally from the Philadelphia area, and we used to jam together.
Okay, those of you out there who can't see who's talking, that was Vic. He's from the Philadelphia area, which makes it easy for you to tour the East Coast, or at least the Northeast area here.
Yeah, I know the area, and when we need a place to crash, my parents live out here, so
it's
great.
It's great. I enjoy the heck out of the last one, and so you know this one, it just seems even nicer for some reason.
And when we met, you helped get my first ambient album released with Tony Gerber's label, Space for Music.
That's right.
Me, Vic Hennigan. when I met Dean.
Kind of gush.
Dean really liked a lot of my ambient stuff. He mentioned Tony Gerber's label. He said, I want to turn you on to Tony Gerber. I think he would like this and release it. And so Dean took my album, which later became Desert God, to Tony, and Tony was like, "Yeah, let's do it."
Tony's
a great guy.
He is.
He actually made a living for a couple of years putting out records on MP3.com when everyone else was just discovering it. And just as it was dying, he moved on to something else. I think he moved on to Second Life and actually made a living programming for Second Life. Gibson Guitar Island and stuff like that. So, you look at the guy, you don't think he'd have a technical bone in his body, but he's just, as fabulous technically as he is musically and creatively. Just a great guy.
Yeah, well, he's the one. When I first saw the Rollaway keyboard, I saw his. And I said, "Oh, okay, yeah, that's probably what I need."
Yeah, for a portable touring, yes.
Yeah, pretty much, as portable as it gets. But Tony, I've been a fan of his ever since he launched Space for Music. We were both on that label, and I know you probably know him personally, right? Do you keep in touch with him?
Yes, I do. He started going to different skies after I had already been there for a few years. Well, actually, he was there I'm getting my people confused, but Tony Gerber's the past few years has been going to different skies out in Arizona. Mm-hmm.
And how long had you been already, were you there already when he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That started in 2003, and I've got a perfect record until this year. In October will be my first year not going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but...
Now I'm asking you. Why aren't you going? Is that a whole nother...
Yeah, finances,
Okay, all right.
Economy and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I hear that.
But...
Almost didn't make it here.
Yeah, I know. At least I don't have to say I don't relate.
Yeah, you flew here and boy, your arm's tired.
Yeah.
That's one way of saving money. Okay.
All that on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Dean, why don't you go start up something?
Yeah.
And
get the kitchen.
See you guys
cooking.
In a bit.
All right.
Dean's going to go start something musically while Vic and I talk for a moment longer. And in the background, you're hearing music from the last time they were here on the show.
Oh, nice.
Which is, you can't hear it because you don't have your headphones on.
No.
But it's actually pretty nice. It's got a nice little sequence going. And
I still haven't heard it.
Oh, jeez. Well, it's on the MP3 site, so.
Okay.
The MySpace site.
MySpace, yeah.
So
I'll have to go take a listen to it.
You folks out there can take a listen to it. Yeah. Go to galactictravels.info. There'll be a link to the MySpace page and also to the fan page on Facebook out there. So do click the like button.
Yes. But no, and the last time we came here, we had fun playing here. That was why when Dean said you wanted us to come back, I was pretty excited. I was like, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that you guys were coming out here, it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah. And the last time I saw you was at the Gathering. I did.
Yes, you were down at the Gathering a few months ago.
The Pouring Rain Gathering, and we went out and had dinner.
I had dinner at Hummus.
Yes. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
That
was a good show, by the way.
Thanks. That was a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
That's always a perk to play that concert. Did you also play on Star's End that night afterwards?
Yes. Yeah.
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 Chuck's a great guy, but he cracks a whip and makes you work hard.
Yes, he does. He does. And, we'll be playing on Star's End again Saturday night, Sunday morning, depending on how you look at it.
Yes, right before
and
you
then,
do.
And we're going to be back up here Sunday.
For the Soundscapes Concert Series, Sunday at the Nazareth Center for the Arts.
Yes.
8 o'clock p.m.
8 o'clock p.m., so that'll be fun. So, if you like what you hear tonight, come on over.
But it'll be different, right?
It'll be different, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because since it's freeform, we'll probably do... I don't know what we're going to do yet for that night. I mean, because some of these shows we're combining, like, I'll do an original piece, and then Dean will do an original piece, and then we'll just do a freeform jam. Some of it we're just doing freeform jam. It's kind of all over the place, depending on how we feel, so I don't quite know what we're going to do that night. But it'll be fun. It'll be good, whatever it is.
Okay.
Because we love it.
Okay, great. So let's get you started.
Okay. Let's have fun.